This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brandon. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lindell Report. Brandon, let's get that call number. We're going to have call-ins tonight in about 15 minutes, if everybody can get that number.
And, okay.
We're going to take a lot of calls tonight. But I want to start out. Right now, we're adding a lot of features, everybody, here at Frank Speech. So we're going to do a little advertising here in the beginning. At Frank Speech, you know, we've got a couple things. I want to talk about the features. Everyone says, well, Mike, what can we do to help you? Well, you can get everybody you know, tell them about Lindell TV and Frank Speech, everybody. This is your most important thing you can do every day to get the word out. We have to keep spreading the word. We've got over 4 million people, I believe, that told people that come and go. Obviously, they're not all watching right now, Brandon, but they are. But we're building our audience, and it's getting bigger and every day. People tell me, I've been traveling around, running for the RNC chair, meeting different ones in different states, and I hear it all the time. You know, they're going, boy, I watch your show every day. We watch the people on the street every day watching your show. You're giving so much hope, and we find out what's going on. It's educational here. What all the stuff we've all worked on, everybody, for the last 2 years that a lot of you watching right now have worked on. This is where we're getting the fruits of the manifestation of what's going on. We're going to talk a little bit about some of these things, like which county's going to paper ballots hand counted. Yes, Brandon, it's pretty dark on your screen.
I know. I was noticing that, Logan. I'm a little dark.
Yeah. Very dark. Brandon, I know you're there. It's dark where you are, huh? There we go.
Thank you, Logan.
Sun going down. But everybody, at Frank Speech here, we have just an incredible 24/7 lineup on Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV 2. If you get go download the Frank Speech app. You can watch us on Roku. Got brought up today, and I said, well, yeah, you can watch the Roku. We've been on there for, over a year now?
Yes, easily.
And we are going to reach out to Fire. We are going to reach out to Fire Stick again.
Yeah, Amazon Fire.
Yeah, what's that?
It's Amazon Fire, yep.
Yeah, Amazon, yeah. Is that what it's called? Amazon Fire, whatever it is, but it's Amazon. Remember, they wouldn't accept us because of content.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to blame me. It's my fault.
Well, I am blaming my you. It's got to be your Wilbia report because you're telling the true news, what's really going on out there. Nobody wants to hear the true news nowadays, do they, Brandon? Come on now.
Only our people.
Not the bad people don't want to hear that. But it's funny because a lot of these terrible journalists, they get their information right here at Lindell TV. Some of our biggest audience, I'll bet, if you looked at all the journalists out there looking for, you know, they're lazy. They just want some sound bites here. And by the way, here at Frank Speech, Brandon, why don't we take a little tour? If you can pull your screen up, everybody.
All right.
I really think we need to talk.
I got a big announcement. If you would like to join Mike Lindell's newsletter and Lindell TV newsletter, we have just set up today. This is brand new, first time announcement. All you got to do is text LTV to that number, 22828, and you'll be joining Mike's email list. So you just text LTV to 22828. 22828, what you'll get back a form, so you text that, then you'll get back a form, immediately it'll bounce back to your computer or your phone, and then you put in your email address, and then you're joining Mike's email newsletter. And Mike will be sending out links to popular shows, radio shows, TV shows, articles, action points.
And we're also going to send out, I'm going to try and get as much as I can for a message, like an updated message, everybody, where you can hear the hope. It'll be the hopes of the week, right? The things that are going on, that are the positives that you can share that. You'll be able to share that with your friends. Share that email. Share it everywhere. And then we get more people communicating and someone saying, oh, there's nothing to be hopeful about. Hey, how about this? How about this? How about this? We've got to start now. We're on the offensive. Remember, we're always on the offensive. We are, that's why we have the Lindell Legal Offense Fund, right? We're on the offensive. And the thing is, people need to hear about the positive so they can then too can have courage. Because courage, I've said it before, courage is contagious. And we all got to be courageous.
Yep.
There it is. Courage is contagious. We all have to be courageous. Now, I want to do a little tour here before we get going on Frank's speech. Okay. You're going to get all your friends, everybody, to get the app. Now, here we go. You're going to get it. You open it up. There's Lindell TV 1. That's where we're on right now. And then go down further. Keep going. There's Lindell TV 2, the special event. And now you have those things that go across. If you look there, you have the My Store. Go back the other way, Brandon, please. Other way, all the way to the end, right there. The first one you see, that's a shopping channel, the My Store TV shopping channel, right there. You click on that, you can watch. It's a 24/7 shopping channel, everybody. Helps support entrepreneurs and their products that, from around the country, around the USA. All these different products, and you use the promo code today. You can use L77. Use that code, and all these entrepreneurs, they've applied at My Store. Their products are out there, from health products to gadgets. They're just all kinds of stuff, clothes, you name it, it's up there. And anyway, so then let's go past that to the next thing. And we're going to just do a little tour here. The next one, the Mike Lindell complaint, that switches in and out. That one actually is getting switched out today. For you'll have my audio book will be back in there. I think it already was, but they haven't done it. I told them about an hour ago. You guys, my audio book is free to you, and you click on that by getting that's a gift to me by getting the Frank Speech app. Then there's the Moment of Truth Summit for any of you that ever need to refer to your what happened in your state or what's going on. Go to the Moment of Truth Summit. We actually we have every single minute of the whole 2-day event posted right there. Watch any segment you want. We actually have a book coming out that's going to have everything written from that whole Moment of Truth Summit. Pat Kolbeck is working on that, Brandon. You might not know that, but it's going to be quite a book when that comes out. It's historical, everybody. Go to the next square. Keep going. MyPillow, there's where you can go shop on the MyPillow. Now, the Cause of America, everybody. This is an all one-stop shop where you can you look at Cause of America, Missouri. Everybody should look at that. It's the best plan in the history of the world of paper ballots, hand counted. The technology to use it, it's the fastest thing you've ever seen. Better than France, better than Germany, better than the UK, better than the Netherlands. I've seen it in action. I've seen the time studies. It's beautiful. Go to the next thing. There's Frank Clips. Every day that you get up, just go click on the Frank Clips and go ahead and click on it, Brandon. What you're going to see there, everybody, these are clips. There's Emma Robinson. There's Steve Bannon. All these people, all the stuff here on Frank's speech, these podcasts and these TV shows that go out, you can share them all over every social media platform. I don't care what platform, and they need to be shared on everyone. Truth Social, Getter, Gab, Cloud Hub, Telegram, Facebook, Twitter, all these things. Just keep sharing it, because we need people to get educated. They need to learn. They need to know what's going on. Okay, go to the next thing. We go past Frank Clips. This is all homework y'all can do here. Get everybody to come to Frank's speech. That's an easy way to do it right there. Go to the Frank Clips and share it every single day. We're going to be moving stuff around here at the Frank speech with the new features that are coming. You're all going to be just amazed at what's going to go on here. But there's the Lindell Recovery Network, everybody. The Lindell Recovery Network, I come from an addiction. By the way, just a few days ago was my anniversary, 14 years of sobriety. I was a crack cocaine addict, among other things. On January 16, 2009, God set me free. And I set up the Lindell Recovery Network. It's free, everybody. It's online. It's right there. Go ahead and click it, Brandon. I'll show people that they so you click on that, and this is going to go. You're going to go into it. I guess you click it. You'll have to click it again there, I think. There we go. So there you go. You'll get there. You'll watch my video, How to Get Started. You have these hope matches there. You'll put in your addiction. You'll put in how old you are. What's your main addiction? And you follow this. Really follow this in steps, everybody. Really follow. Go ahead and click on something. Do 40-year-old crack addict, Brandon. There you go. So you're going to see all these videos. There's over 3,000, I think, maybe even more than that, videos on there. But you got to read these, and they follow the instructions. Go to the next thing. Go down. Scroll down. There it says, "How do I access the website for free help?" Please watch the featured message of hope to access the website. Now let me tell you why I did that. I don't want anyone just coming here. I want you to get a message of hope, even to get access. That's all I ask. It's free, but you got to do one thing to get access to that website. And that's watch. It's like a 10-minute video, and it changes just about every day. You'll get a different message. You watch that, and then you will get an access code for all the free help on the Lindell Recovery Network. There's the Hope Report. Great, Melissa and Jason over there. You got to watch the Hope Report. The Hope Report, Brandon, where it is on Lindell TV.
He's on Lindell TV. Lindell TV 1 at noon. 1 o'clock at central noon, every day. Yeah, noon central.
Every single day. Noon central time, right?
Yep.
Noon central time, everybody. Everybody, you got to watch it. This is just one of the most amazing programs. They're gaining followers and people watching by the thousands. Where we're at in our country, everybody, when we have what's going on with our border, the fentanyl pouring in, combined with people that have lost hope, now addictions have gotten worse or new ones have started. And this is a deadly combination. And that's why. So if you know someone, send them to the Lindell Recovery Network.org and let them get help there. So let's keep going, Brandon.
Okay. So we're back at Frank's Social now.
Okay. Now you're going to go to Frank's Social, everybody. I don't know if you all know this, but we have Frank's Speech and Frank's Social. Get on over there at Frank's Social. It's awesome. I believe it's the best social media platform because it's connected right to Frank's Speech. So you get the best. You cross over. It's like two apps in one, but you can reach one by just pressing the button. It flips you over here. You're pulling content over here. It's just amazing. It's like it's a combination of what I said back in the beginning. I wanted to create a YouTube because you know how bad they canceled everyone, and then a Facebook who also canceled everyone. So you got the best of both worlds coming together. Then you have Save Our Country, and I still have this up there for a reason. Get your cast vote records. Everyone out there, you can get. It's a Freedom of Information Act. If you're out there in your county, go ahead and ask for those cast vote records for the 2022 election. We need those, even for the 2020 election, any elections, you have the right to those cast vote records. And those county clerks are probably getting pretty good at giving them. If you're a county clerk out there and you're tired of downloading cast vote records and giving them out, do what San Francisco Township did. They just put them right up on their website, Brandon. That's what they did. It's public information. What a great idea. And that was San Francisco Township, everybody. What a beautiful idea. Okay, now you get over to the next one here, the Lindell Report. What is that here?
8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday.
Click on that. Let's see what that is. What kind of... That's all the shows you see here. If you want to see a rerun or whatever, if you missed it, they're all posted there, the Lindell Report. Okay, is that it for the sliders?
Let's see if that's it. No? We're back to the story. Yep.
You're back to the start. Okay, now let's look underneath there. And now you get down. You see we have Diamond and Silk, a tribute to Diamond. Remember, our great friend Diamond passed away a little over a week ago now, and we're having a great... I want you to put the stop for her right now. We'll interrupt this right now. Brandon, we put up the information so everybody can go to her tribute. Okay. Oh, they're live. I'm going to be speaking there. There's a lot of speakers are going to be speaking, including our great president, real president Donald Trump. He was great friends with Diamond and Silk, as I was it's one of the saddest days for our country. They had so much courage. Diamond and Silk, when they went back, we went back a couple episodes, everybody, you can watch last week's, where they went out there. They were one of the first ones canceled, Brandon, and they caught old Zuckerberg over at Facebook. They caught him red-handed. And then Fox News put it out there. Diamond and Silk standing their ground. They went, and Facebook didn't apologize. Wasn't even 2 years after that, Fox News canceled Diamond and Silk.
That's right.
You know, but and there's they stood strong.
And there's the information on Diamond's Celebration of Life ceremony. The venue is the Crown Theater at Crown Complex in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's this Saturday, January 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The doors will open at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you need to RSVP there. It's going to fill up likely. But we'll also be streaming it here on Lindell TV 1. We'll be streaming it here on Lindell TV 1 as well.
And we're going to stream the whole thing. And I'm, you know,
you're
like
speaking.
I said,
you'll be there in person. President Trump will be there, right?
Yeah. And this is so important and so dear to me. I'm actually going to put a lot of prayerfully thought into it and write it out. It's just too important to me. And we have prayers. We every day go out to Silk and the family, Diamond's family. I'll tell you, I've talked to Silk, and she's, we get through this, and she's going to go out there. Her sister would want her to keep going and keep bringing, helping save our country and keeping her voice out there. They were the tip of the spear. They were before the Mike Lindells or whatever, and all these other people out there. They were the tip of the spear, Diamond and Silk. They were the ones that gave me courage to stand up. They were the ones that were out there and so voices. I told the story, Brandon, the first time they had to interview, that I got to interview them, I was so nervous. I'm going, this is Diamond and Silk. You know, they're heroes of mine. It was just, but they were so easy to talk to, just so friendly. It's like I know them my whole life. I'll never forget that first interview. And I want to try and find the footage of that. And I will hopefully I can get it before Saturday, just a little clip of that, because you can kind of see how nervous I was. And I'm kind of like, it's my turn to speak, and I'm still smiling like I can't.
Well, that's this Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, 3 Central. So we'll be carrying that and streaming that. But I know that Silk, she texted me the other night. She said she's happy that we're streaming it and carrying it. But she said, if people can attend, she really wants people to attend. She says, I know it's a sacrifice for some of you to attend. But she said, my sister sacrificed a lot for this country. And she said, we really want people to attend in person. So if you are at all able to get there, I know, again, it's easy to just to sit and watch it, live stream it. But if you're within a good drive of Fayetteville, North Carolina, folks, I know Silk would love to have you there. She openly said that. She said, look, I'm glad we're streaming it. We want people to watch it. But we want those folks that can get there and drive there to be there in person to honor my sister in person. So, folks, for those of us that aren't just a few hours away, do us a favor and go and represent us with Mike being there and President Trump, and be there physically in the building to honor Diamond and to honor Silk. So,
yeah, you said it the best. Those two have done more sacrifices for our country. I mean, like I say, they inspired me. You know, you talk about courage, and I've said it before, courage is contagious. They were such a blend, I've said this before, of humor and serious. It's a gift like I've never seen in two others, where back and forth, that gift where they could blend being a very serious topic, but yet blend it with humor and people, that's like to teaching, basically teaching too, you know, educating people on a topic, but doing it with not only humor, but with seriousness. It was, I mean, you know, I've talked to, you know, many family members and my employees, and they it's one of their favorite shows ever, you know, that they said, I can't stop, you know, just watching them, and she's going to be missed so much by everyone. But that's why, by the way, on Lindell TV 3, it's a 24-hour stream, everybody. If you want to watch all their episodes from the past, we're running it round the clock. Definitely right now until further notice. Because I've been pouring in, people want to, you know, well, you know, can I still see the show? Yes, we're running them on Lindell TV 3 nonstop. So that we got that going. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there at in North Carolina, and I'm gonna get there early, and like I say, it's going to be very sad, but we want to make it a celebration of her life, a celebration of Diamond. She would have wanted that. She was just, what a mix of the sadness of where she's at now up there. She must have been needed very bad to bring some seriousness and joy to heaven there. So we're looking forward to this weekend. So, but why don't we keep going, Brandon, on that, keep going down the thing. So you guys, as you go through,
hit the screen. There you go.
Yeah, as you go through, I'm just going to point a few more out. Yeah, there's the Lindell Legal Offense Fund, everybody. You want to help out, we can always use your help because we're going to talk about it here, some of the great things going on in our country right now. We have win after win after win after win right now. But we need funding on this now. It's getting too big. You can't... we have so many things going on and they need help. And we want to say, yes, we can help you. The people, the LindellLegalFund.org, the Lindell Legal Offense, everybody. Remember, we're always on the offense. There right there is the best aggregated daily news site. Everybody, if you want to find the news, all you journalists that are watching, you lazy journalists, click on that. Brandon's done the work for you. His team, look at that. There you can find out what's going on. All of these things that they spend hours and hours and hours every day, every single day, finding you the news out there that you're not going to see on Fox News. Look at this. What was that one you just clicked on?
This is one you and I are going to talk about. 25. This is brand new today from the Federalist. With 25,000 mysterious votes and missing documents, Maricopa's 2022 election process marked by chaos and uncertainty. Brand new article today.
Wow. Yeah, so, it's just.
And by the way, you know more about what's going on with that case out there as you're helping fund it. This is not done, is it? It's in court, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's not done. Kerry Lake is the governor of Arizona. I mean, they are just like our great real president, Donald Trump, is our president. These stolen elections. Remember, everybody, there's also precedence for this. Every single election in the United States history where they found out there was some fraud and they found out that the enough votes were taken that you had to overturn it, that person goes into power immediately. It's happened for 200 and some years, okay? That's a fact. It's even happened in Arizona once, I'm hearing. But so you have precedence, and it just happened this day. Everyone says, come on, that never happened. I'll give you an example. What example am I going to use, Brandon? Okay, down in Georgia in the primaries last summer, there was a nice Democrat lady and her husband, and there's three Democrats running, and this nice lady got zero votes, everybody, in her own precinct where her and her husband voted. So they had to do an audit there. They had to look at it. What? They opened up the machines? You got to be kidding me. Of course, no one else can look, Brandon. No one else can look. They looked. They said, here it is. We found you were right. We found 3,700 votes for you. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to do what we have to do. You went from third place to first place immediately. Now, they called it a programming error. Maybe if it was dug into a little further, like they should have done with the one about five counties over, where there were three candidates, another nice Democrat lady, and there's three Democrats running. She got 4,800 votes. But she wasn't on the ballot. She had dropped off 3 months prior. So when they opened it up and looked into that, every vote that this guy they didn't want to win, they just gave her these votes because she's just a third-party candidate. Nobody's going to suspect that. But the guy made a mistake. Old crooked Brad Rassenberger called it a programming error. But everybody, let's think of this. They had to type in the person's name when they did that programming and this, this corruption they did. So, you know what? When they did that, once again, the rightful person that won, they took the votes, put them back where they should be. You won, where this guy would have been the winner. But they found the fraud. But they called it a programming error. That should have had a massive investigation right there, Brandon. That should have been, okay, all right, that's it. Open up the machines. Enough's enough. No, they did. They looked at it. But only they could look at it. They go, what are we going to do? I could just see Brad Rassenberg. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have to. We should have gave her at least two votes. We should have gave her two for her and her husband. Come on, let's think here. What can we do? I guess we got to just call the winner the rightful winner. And that's what they did. And they, the stuff going on down in Georgia, but everybody, here's the hope for the country. All those cases down in Georgia, no judges would look at the evidence. They'd kick the can on standing. But old Garland Favorito down there, those fighters in Georgia, they brought it to the Supreme Court of Georgia, everybody. This is just a month or so ago. And Georgia, a bipartisan Supreme Court of Georgia, Democrats and Republicans, voted unanimously that the people have standings in elections. What? This is crazy news, Brandon. It's almost like, the nonsensical things going on in our country. I just got in an argument with the news has been hitting me hard now for this RNC chair just coming at me. And even Zach called me today. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, he talked to him for about a half hour. But anyway, one of the news outlets called me and they were arguing about Pennsylvania. And I said, you guys, three elections in a row now, they had more votes than voters. And the guy goes, that's not true. He said he looked it up on the internet. And I said, they had more votes than voters. It's fact. And the Constitution says, you got to check that out. It'd be like you're in a poker game and everybody turns in their chips and you have more chips than you had that were bought in the beginning that you started your game with. You better find out why. If a bank has more money in a till than it's supposed to be there, or I've been in business, many, many businesses, you do your money count, you go, we got an overage here. We got a problem. Or you got an underage. You got a problem. You got to look. And they didn't look.
Mike, today I'm being told is Silk's birthday. So happy birthday to Silk.
Happy birthday, Silk. And we're praying every day. So every day, you know, we get through this every day. We'll be, this time is never going to be forgotten, what you guys have done. I don't even know what to say, you know. I mean, it's a happy birthday, but we're going to be just happy and blessed that we can celebrate every Diamond's life while here and where she's got. We know she's up there in heaven looking down and smiling on everything that, you know, Silk has talked, we've talked, you know, they were writing another book and to get this out there and everything. And she's just got so much on her mind right now. And on her birthday, we're just praying that she can find a peace to get through this and find the strength. She's one of the strongest women I've ever known. And she will have the strength and courage to get this through this and all the tears that we have for in the sadness. But I'm just thinking of everything. Every time I think of Diamond it brings a smile to my face. That's we can hope for that the birthday present she has is all the memories of Diamond bringing so much joy to everyone and so much so many smiles and yeah,
absolutely.
So happy birthday, Silk. Let's keep going down the list here. We're almost done, and then we'll take some calls.
Let's see here. Let's go back to Frank's speech. There we go. All right, here we go.
Okay, you guys, right there inside the machines. Anybody ever says to you, where's the evidence? There's no evidence. Just tell them to go there and click on inside the machines. I get so tired of that. It's just disgusting. Say, go to Frank's speech, get the app, click on inside the machines. Go get anybody that has any cyber expertise at all to go read it for you. It's like reading another language. They'll read it for you and they'll go, wow. You will be blown away going, we've got to get rid of these machines. This is, everything is right there. This stuff can't be altered. This is like having two sets of books. We posted them up here on Frank's speech. And you know what I got for doing that? Fox didn't come and talk about it. None of the journalists out there did. Instead, they talked about Mike Lindell getting his cell phone taken away. You know, there could be something about inside the machines on there. It's right here. You didn't have to grab my phone. It's posted on my website. Come on. It's public knowledge. It went out everywhere. It's just disgusting. So anyway, let's keep going. That'll be the last one. I want to tell a little bit about the RNC race. Okay. Anyway, you guys, get the Frank Speech app. Share it everywhere. Sign up for that email list with texting LTV to 222-2828.
And by the way, in the first 10 minutes, 205 signed up in the first 10 minutes of announcing it.
Okay. You guys, we need millions. We need to tell everyone about it. We need to get as many people to communicate as possible. I'm going to start doing, I'm going to do a little video, maybe videos we can send out to share, just like I did for the RNC just a little bit ago, for the campaigning for that. Now, let me turn our attention before we take the first caller. So the media has been calling me, and old Zachary, old Zach, is, he'll come out. Why don't you check on that and see if it's already came out. Put Mike, Brent, why don't you do that, Brent? Put Mike Lindell News and see if there's anything new there. See if he's usually pretty fast on his articles, old Zach. But he's been calling around kind of, he's telling all the RNC members, yeah, Mike and I, we go way back. You know, it's kind of funny, Brent, his little pitch. We talk all the time. And by the way, I unblocked him today. He goes, you know, Mike, you're still blocking me. I go, Zach, this is what I said now, everybody. It's not there yet. It's not there yet, Brandon.
But there is a new one by CBS Minnesota. Have you seen that?
What?
Esme Droppers.
Yeah, Esme, you know what? Let's put that up there. Yeah, that was a complete hit job. Esme Murphy, CBS, I thought, you know, just a horrible, horrible, horrible interview. And I'm thought maybe you're going to actually ask me stuff about what went on and what's going on. Why don't we go ahead and play that? I'm seeing it for the first time.
All right. We'll go back and we'll grab the audio. Here we go, guys. Let's see
he
here.
Is running for back. The chair. Esme Murphy's show, Talking Points. This show focuses on the controversy surrounding MyPillow founder Mike Lindell. Esme Murphy joins us right now. So Lindell is actually running for a top Republican post.
He is running for the chair of the Republican National Committee, Amelia. He is one of three candidates running. It's the most powerful position in the Republican Party. The election is actually next week. Now, this comes as he is facing a $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit over his promotion of the big lie, as well as the FBI seizure of his cell phone.
Are you confident that you can win?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just telling you why.
Mike Lindell says the reason he can win is because Republicans are so divided. And as he points out, he has supporters.
I have hundreds of millions of people out there, the stuff I'm doing.
Dominion Voting Systems is suing him for defamation over his claims about their voting machines and the big lie. Dominion's lawsuit claims it's all been good for his business and that Lindell has increased MyPillow sales by 30% to 40% and continues duping people into redirecting their election lie outrage into pillow purchases. Lindell says that's not true.
Now, let me tell you the facts about MyPillow. When I tried to get this out to the people, MyPillow lost $100 million in retailers. We are not up 30 or 40%. We're down. We are down. I've had to borrow money, Esme.
In September, the FBI seized his phone. The search warrant affidavit says they were looking for evidence on the phone of manipulation of voting machines. Lindell says they won't find it.
Are you kidding me? I've done nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing.
Now, Dominion Voting System has issued this statement, quote, Mike Lindell's lies have been repeatedly debunked, including by bipartisan government officials and the courts. Dominion is moving forward with the process to hold Lindell accountable for defamation. And in tonight's show, I'll talk to law professor David Schultz about how much legal trouble Lindell really is in. And I'll also talk to Secretary of State Steve Simon about his belief that we need to listen to these election deniers and monitor them because they remain a threat to our democracy.
Oh my word! They remain a threat to the democracy. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it was a disgusting interview, and you know what? But you know, it's the first time in a year and a half that an outlet in Minnesota actually even wanted. They went Fox on me here in Minnesota, completely silent. But you know, at least Esme, like I say, complete hit job. But what did we all got to hear on national TV? We got to hear the word Dominion. Okay. And then she sits there putting out these lies. The quote she says, Dominion says Mike Lindell's up 30 to 40%. Are you kidding? $100 million we lost. And that's permanent every year in retail. Every year. We don't have any of them back, everybody. We didn't have every of them back. You know, it's you lose that, it's so you have to make adjustments. And it's like, that's what I was telling her. Just like the RNC, you have to make adjustments. You have to find out why do you have five losses in a row. You better fix your election platforms. You better fix the holes that are out there because you can't get money from donors and say, hey, keep donating money if you're not getting a return on their investment. So You know, I'm glad that, you know, it wasn't too bad. That's the first time I've seen it, everybody. But there was a lot, too. That was about a 25-minute interview, Brandon, about a 25-minute interview. And she tried to hit everything. And I'm going, I asked her, I said, Esme, you know, she's on my Facebook. I've never had to deface her. I mean, she's on there and she's, you know, she's about as far left. And now even quite someone told her to do this hit job. She doesn't just come out and be able to interview Mike Lindell. They're very worried that Mike Lindell would be head of the Republican Party because you'd have so all these platforms. They're worried about the platforms out there, the election platform. Somebody told her to do that hit job. But I did tell her this. I said, you know, Esme, I have a hard time believing. I've known you for a long time now. And by the way, they went to my factory also, and we let them have the cameras in there and take movies, take pictures, take everything, go through the factory, see all these hardworking people there. And we did that. And I said, Esme, how come the media, how come you guys attack a company, MyPillow? I didn't even, you know, I wasn't political. This isn't political. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. It's about getting rid of our electronic voting machine and go to paper ballots and count it. They said, if you care about our country, you better stop attacking companies that made in the USA, MyPillow, over 2,000 employees, other companies, everyone that's been deplatformed in our country for their First Amendment right of free speech. But yet you protect companies that nobody even knew their names before this. ES&S, Dominion, Hart, Smartmatic, all these machine companies that run our elections, and those people are running it. They're the ones running it. We paid for these government. They're basically the government. We paid for the machines. They won't let us see what's inside it, which, Brandon, brings up a thing. Do you know in Arkansas, everybody, it's pretty amazing. A couple of days ago, Cleburne County, they voted out the machines, the latest to get rid of the machines, paper ballot, hand counted. And you know what? In Arkansas, there's things there that they have to have a way. It's in their constitution to do an audit, to see inside the machines. You have to see it. And they're being denied that. We're all being denied that. The world is being denied that. Talk to Brazil. They have only machines. They have no paper there. They're going, hey, we want to see. How do you see this? Can we look inside the machines? If you have nothing to hide, why can't we see what's inside? You know, Esme, you're of CBS. Esme, you are a smart person. I asked you that question and you didn't answer me. I'm going to ask it to you again. Why have you went to Dominion and said, how come they can't look inside the machines? Why? What are you hiding? Well, I'll tell you what they're hiding, everybody. Brandon, pull up Frank's speech right now, and I'm going to show you inside a Dominion machine, everybody. You tell all your friends and everyone you know, right there, keep going down, keep going down, keep going down. Stop. Inside the machines. You click that, and you say, there is what's inside the machines. You tell your friend, anybody you know, you click that. The report is there, so you know. And you get anyone to look at, they're going to go, wow. It's like, it's a cooked books, two separate books. This is one machine inside. And this was actually a complete, remember, they were deleting this stuff in Colorado called the Trusted Build. Everything is there in raw form to everybody. It's called hashes. If you're a cyber guy, the hashes match up to the report. Beautiful. And this was 7 months this was worked on. Here it is, everybody. So, Esme, I say to you, why would you not want? Oh, and then I said, I want to say this to Esme. And remember, she runs our local CBS here, WCCO in Minnesota, everybody. So if you're from Minnesota, you know that they've been around a long time. She used to have me on all the time. My book, when I first went all in for the president, she had me on. And she quit having me on because she was probably told, you can't have Mike Lindell on. He'll say the word Dominion. He'll say it, and Dominion's going to sue us because, like, they sued Fox and everybody else, right? Called lawfare. But I told Esme, right here where I'm sitting at this desk, I said, Esme, I said, don't you care about your country? I said, Amy Klobuchar, our own senator, who has a booth right out in front of my booth at the Minnesota State Fair for years. She's right there. We've talked and stuff back then. And it's Amy and Kamala Harris. And all these other ones, Harry Hershey, all these other Democrats for 2 decades warned us. But Amy Klobuchar warned us. And Esme looked at me. She goes, no, she didn't. She struck back. That's when, boy, I must have hit a nerve. No, she didn't, Mike. I said, well, you're not a very good journalist, Esme. You didn't do your homework because it's in the movie Kill Chain. All of you out there that want to watch it, watch the movie Kill Chain. I want Logan to cue up that that thing of her saying,
I got
of
it.
Her saying it. I want that queued up and played. Because Esme, you know what, Esme? You were wrong. You didn't do your due diligence, Esme. You just came in here to do a hit job on Mike Lindell and protect these voting machines. We need to save our country. Shame on you. Shame on CBS. Shame on WCCO in Minneapolis. And shame on Esme. They, what's it? Esme Murphy, right?
Yep, Esme Murphy, Esme, yep.
Esme Murphy, you know, just a shame that she would come and do a hit job and go down to my employees and stuff. I let them have full access, and you come out. You don't put the guts of this, the other part of the story in there. Why don't you tell everybody you asked me about Amy Klobuchar, and I told you, and you go, no, she didn't. Let's play it. Let's see if Esme was lying.
Here it is. Let's play the audio.
Esme Murphy lying?
Here's the audio.
Amy Klobuchar say we should get rid of the machines?
All right, here we go.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, 3 companies are controlling this. It is the
There you go.
Yeah, yes. And Amy says a lot more, everybody. You need to watch the movie Kill Chain, but also that was just one clip from her. She'd say it all the time. We got to get rid of these machines. And she even said 3 companies. Let me tell you, ES&S, I'll tell you, was one of them, people. And Dominion's another one. Remember, ES&S broke antitrust laws and sold part of Diebold to Dominion. I mean, this is. I was just very upset that I knew it. I was waiting to see what Esme would come out with this. So she lied, and she didn't play her lie. She said Amy never said that. She did say it. It was embarrassing for you, Esme. You didn't think we'd play that on here, huh? Shame on you. Shame on you being a journalist, just like all the other terrible journalists in our country that are watching this show right now. Do, you know, you keep attacking me and my pillow, but you know what? It just makes everybody else. We are becoming, we have courage, and courage is contagious. Shame on you, Esme Murphy and CBS. You guys should, hopefully your viewership will start dropping just like Fox when they don't report stuff or they report fake stuff. Lies, lies. You sit there and put out a quote from Dominion. Dominion hasn't seen my books. My employees have, that are sitting down there and not making $100 million worth of stuff for box stores. Thank you, Esme. So anyway, but at least once again, we have to put a shout out to all the attack journalists like Esme that get orders to go attack Mike Lindell. We got to hear the word Dominion, Brandon. That could be the first time they actually brought Dominion. I haven't seen Dominion even mentioned in any news outlets at all for almost 2 years now. Have you?
Wow. No, no. No.
Although they did, when they took my phone, it was mentioned on Tucker by the field reporter, and Fox probably went, you said that word. Oh, no.
In fact, you know, when you go to this website, guys, show this. You go to the Kill Chain website, it under contributors, look who I just found under contributors. Here we go. Wait for it. Oh, Amy Klobuchar.
Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota Senator. Let's get rid of the machines, Amy. Let's get rid of the machines, Amy, get rid of the machines, Klobuchar. That could be her new
she
name.
She even was the co-sponsor. She was even the co-sponsor of the Secure Elections Act with Senator Lankford, who was also in
now,
the film.
How come you're not reporting that, Esme? I think you better come for a redo, and we'll have me and Amy on together. How about that, Esme? How about any of you outlets out there? Why don't you go interview Amy Klobuchar? Amy, we got to get rid of the machines, Klobuchar. That's her new name. She's a Democrat. Y'all want to interview Clinton Curtis? He's a Democrat. He voted for Biden. He's right here on Frank's speech. You know, we should bring, in light of this, I think tomorrow night, Brandon, here's what I want to do. I want to get Clint Curtis on to come on and talk about this.
Okay.
Now that we've got Democrats involved here, and you had Esme Murphy completely lie to me and say, no, she never said that. Esme, you should have came, instead of you should have done your due diligence before you come and interview Mike Lindell, because we're going to call you out. You ask people like Zach, they've all been called out. We call out all our terrible journalists. We even give people compliments when they should, like Cheryl T over at Business Insider. She does her hit jobs. Sometimes her articles aren't bad enough. I got to tell her, remember to write some bad stuff so they play it. This is her favorite show, Brandon. Do you know that?
Yes,
no,
I do.
Cheryl told me straight out it's her favorite show. But I know she gets orders sometimes saying, you know, Cheryl, this isn't bad enough. You better put a little more hits on Mike. And I expect that. But don't sit here and come with lies to the public or leave out lies that I caught you in. I caught you. You know what I'm going to start doing from now on? I shouldn't have to do this to him, but maybe I should start recording these people. I should have recorded her and played that back for the people. Amy Klobuchar didn't say that and then put Amy up there saying it. Why don't any of you guys interview Amy Klobuchar? She wants to get rid of Dominion Machines and ES&S and Smart Man. She said three companies we got to get rid of. How come she's not sued, Brandon?
Well, yeah, and the whole film is like so full of
How come they didn't get sued? How come Harry, I'm corrupt Hershey, didn't get sued?
And HBO carried it, was it?
Harry Hershey wanted to get rid of the machines. He's on the movie Kill Chain. He comes to the cyber symposium. He sees all the data. He says it's real. Then he goes up to New Hampshire and deletes the SID cards up there to steal their election. I mean, what you can't make this stuff up, everybody. These people, we're going to play it over and over and over again now.
And I think I just found a longer clip here.
Let's play another clip of Amy. Sorry, you guys. I know we're going long. We're probably not going to have much time for calls, but I just seen this clip of Amy. Let's play one more clip.
We're gonna start with the Vice President of the United States, then U.S. Senator, and then go into Amy. Here we go.
Kamala Harris.
Here we go. I'll back it up. Here we go.
Yep.
We recently also, I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states but are not state-of-the-art from our perspective.
We're very concerned because there's only three companies. You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling them.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors. These companies are accountable to no one. They won't answer basic questions about their cybersecurity practices, and the biggest companies won't answer any questions at all. Five states have no paper trail, and that means there is no way to prove the numbers the voting machines put out are legitimate. So much for cybersecurity 101.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. And you guys, we have clips after clips of this. I think what we're going to do, we're going to have a channel here at Frank's Speech, I think, and it's going to be just nonstop. Showing the hypocrites out there that sit there like Esme Murphy. We're going to have people, we'll have statements out there like Esme said to me, Amy Klobuchar didn't say that we got to get rid of the machines or that there's problems. Wrong. Here's lies. We're going to take the journalists and call them out one after another. Another one was Bill Barr. I think she asked me or another one. I won't say this for sure on Esme because I can't remember for sure because there was a lot of calls yesterday. But this journalist said, well, Bill Barr said that there was a secure election. Well, good for you, Special K. Let me tell you about Bill Barr. He didn't look at anything. He told people to stand out, not to look at it. And we have that clip where we have that letter, everybody. How about Chris Krebs?
Chris Krebs.
Chris Krebs, everybody. He's the one that said, it's the most, what would you say, the most secure election
in history.
Most secure election history. 3 months later, everybody, he's on Morning Joe, MSNBC with Schiff, Adam Schiff, and they both said, they were both asked, what's the biggest threat to our country?
China.
Both of them. Chris first, he says, bar none, an attack by China, right down to our local elections. Right down to our local election. I'm going, what? So that was the biggest threat. This was 3 months after the 2020 election, everybody. And by the way, that quote's there, that if you noticed on Amy Klobuchar, it said for 2020, Kill Chain, 2020, everybody. This was a few years ago. Amy just quit talking about the election. Maybe we should, tomorrow night, everybody, we're going to have on Click Curtis, and I'm going to reach out. on TV here on live TV to Amy Klobuchar and see if she will come on and tell everybody if she still, if now she thinks the voting machines, the three voting machine companies, are now safe and secure. We're going to say this to Amy Klobuchar. And then we're going to reach out to Esme Murphy. And then we're going to, you know, we'll do it right here on Frank's Speech. We'll send her a thing on Facebook. She's on my Facebook. And we'll reach out to her for comment. And I'll send her that clip on Facebook for all to see. Amy said this. Would you play this on your little show you have on WCCO on CBS, Esme? Would you play that for the people? Would you show them that? Or you got to hide that from the people? Because that goes against what you want to do. You want to keep Mike Lindell from being head of the RNC. There were orders, Brandon, all over this country. And I guarantee even Zach got an order. We don't want Mike Lindell leading the Republican Party. Remember, this is the other side, everybody. This is the other side. Can you imagine? This is what they do in our primaries, the Uniparty. We don't want patriots in there, America First candidates. We want to eliminate them. They eliminate them one by one in the primaries, and then they eliminate them, all the ones that they didn't want to fix our elections. Matt DiPerno, Christina Caramo, Tudor Dixon, Mark Fincham, Jim Marchant, Carrie Lake. They just eliminate them, just cheat them. They just push them a button. You know what? And we'll have a nice narrative going on. It's disgusting. We need to melt down these machines. And they will. We're winning. Now, I'm going to tell everybody we are winning. We have great things going on. Get everyone you know to Frank's Speech here. Get them to Frank's Speech. And go to Cause of America, Missouri, everybody. Go to Frank's Speech here. Type in the search bar, Cause of America, Missouri. And you guys, see what the plan is now for paper ballots hand counted. They've done time studies. It's an amazing. They've done such hard work down there. And check it out. And you could go to your county, bring people to your county and say, hey, we don't want those black boxes. We don't want those machines. This isn't even about overturning elections anymore. This is about we got to get rid of these machines now.
And what was the other thing? Machines. And what's that other thing you talk about all the time with the V? Machines and what was it?
Vaccines.
Oh, vaccines. Well, look at this. Washington Examiner. Mark Zuckerberg violating own policy with early vaccine concerns. Project Veritas. Project Veritas released video Tuesday of Mr. Zuckerberg raising questions about whether vaccines include risk of side effects such as, quote, modifying people's DNA and RNA, end quote, in July during a virtual Q&A meeting with staff. So Veritas has released the footage. I think we got it here. Oh, you want to hear this, Mike?
Sure.
Here we go.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream. So
there you go. The things that the right are saying, the left has been saying, whether it's Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Senator Wyden. Now, the things that got you booted off Facebook are shadow banned Zuckerberg saying to his staff reportedly.
Hey, you guys, let's not take the vaccine, okay? But you know what? We're going to have. I wonder how Alan Duke's doing right now, everybody. The crooked traitor, frack book, Facebook fact checker, runs lead stories, him and Martin over in Belgium. But old Alan Duke. I wonder how he feels right now. What he did to this country when he kept covering up vaccine stuff, vaccines and machines, old Alan Duke. Oh, does that say? It got to the point with Alan Duke, if it said Mike Lindell, he covered it up. Then I find out, Brandon, when Elon Musk now put out his fifth report on Twitter dump, MyPillow, everybody, for 2 years has been flagged, the word MyPillow. Shame on you, Jack Dorsey and Twitter. You're going to end up behind prison bars. How about James Baker that he fired over at Twitter that worked for the government? We subpoenaed him, everybody. He's part, this stuff goes back with Hammer Scorecard, with the Dennis Montgomery evidence I had. We subpoenaed Negroponte, with Brennan, Clapper, and James Baker. All of them haven't showed up. They won't respond to their subpoenas, Brandon. But you know what? it's okay because they can do that. They work for the government, so they can say no to subpoenas. But people like you and me, someone subpoenas me, I got to show up. I think, isn't it in the Constitution or the law? But the law goes one way. When I say something about machines, I get sued for billions of dollars. When Amy Klobuchar and Harry Hershey and our Vice President Kamala Harris say something, they go, hey, you know, we got to do something.
They were saying it before you were.
Yeah, way before I was. They were saying it before, right before the 2020 election. You know, they were saying it then. We got to get rid of it. They were saying it for, they've been saying it for two decades. We're going to get Clint Curtis on the phone. I mean, on the show tomorrow night, if we can. And we're going to talk about Amy Klobuchar. Maybe Amy is the key. Well, she will come and actually look at it and say, and maybe the vice president say, hey, will you guys finally look at this evidence? Would you get a cyber guy? Would you do it for your state of Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar? Would you, you warned us once. Will you warn us again for our elections, even in my home state here in Minnesota? Will you do that, Amy, for the people? You said it once. Will you follow up what you wanted to do? I've got something to show you. Come on over to old Mike here while we're done. Let's do it now before we meet down at the state fair again this year in August. How about we do it like now? How about we get together now? You want, you know, I'll pay the expenses if you don't want to pay for your cyber guys to look at this. But come on over and I'll show you concern. And Amy, you can say on national TV, whatever you find out, you can say, you know what? There was nothing there. But I had my guys look at it. Because, Amy, we trusted. You didn't lie before. You said we got to get rid of the machines. Follow through. Now we know what's inside them. I've got it for you, Amy. Come on over. How about you, Jimmy Kimmel? There's another thought from the past. Jimmy, I haven't heard from you. It's not funny anymore, right, when all this stuff is getting revealed? How about we get together, Jimmy, to say how old Mike was right? Wouldn't that be fun? I know you want, you know, you're afraid because I'm not vaccinated. I'll go sit in that crane game across the street, Jimmy, like you made a joke out of. Jimmy, come on. How about I come on and you say, wow, look at Mike was right. Look at all this fate. Look at old Mark Zuckerberg saying that. Look at Amy Klobuchar saying we could get rid of the machine. Why don't you get me, Zuckerberg, and Amy on together, Jimmy? Wouldn't that be something? Jimmy, you like viewers, right? Your bombastic approach and attacking people and making jokes out of it. Come on, wouldn't this be fun? Heck, how about, Jimmy, I'll bring one of the beds you wanted to do before. I'll bring a My Pillow bed. My gift to you. Is that legal, Jimmy, in your world? Can you take gifts? Huh? We'll get Alan Duke on there. How about Alan Duke, Jimmy? How about bring Clint Curtis on there, who's a Democrat? Would you feel more comfortable there? And Alan Duke. Bring Alan Duke. Clint Curtis, myself, Amy Klobuchar, Jimmy, I get your whole guests. We'll get all your guests set up for one night. It'll be Mike pick a guest night. How about that, Jimmy? Mike pick a guest night for Jimmy Kimmel. I'll even say your name right, Kimmel, instead of Kimball, if you do that for us. No, I'm serious. Well, I think it'd be great. I think this country deserves it. We need to hear why people that are over here can say, let's get rid of the machines. But when people say it over here, they can sue.
That's right. That's the Lindell Report, folks. That is a great report tonight by Mike Lindell. Let me tell you something, folks. Again, if you appreciate what he's doing, well, get some great products for yourself and support his cause, the American cause, American freedom at the same time. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, whole mattresses delivered to your door in a box, including the adjustable frame. All of it right there at mypillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Don't forget. Sign up for the brand new newsletter so you can get Mike's newsletter each and every week. Stay on top of what's happening. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Hello, I'm Mike.